L-I-T-T-L-E-T-R-I-V. 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 L-I-T-T-L-E-T-R-I-V.
It's the night show with Little Triv on WREW-FM, coming from the east side.
On 91.1, and it's called the Little Triv Show. What they're doing is, I could just imagine, busting my balls constantly, probably. But I don't mind.
Woo! Are you kidding me?
All right, we're back in the studio after a short hiatus. And
long hiatus. It was a vacation, though.
Short hiatus, Little Triv. Or, you know what? Diesel. It was a short
hiatus.
It was a short hiatus, Diesel. And I was just going to say, we don't like to tell people when we're leaving. We like it to be a surprise for you when you turn on your radio and it just ain't us. You're a loyal listener. You listen every week. You turn on the radio and you're expecting to hear me. You're expecting to hear Diesel here. And it's nobody. At least nobody you know. So I just think it's funny to make you feel like a fool like that. Hey, I don't do that very often, do I, Diesel? Talk directly to the listener?
No, because we assume there's no listener, Lamborghini, and I'm not being cute. I happen to... Well, we don't get faxes anymore, except we just get a fax asking why you call me Diesel now. But we don't even get faxes, Lamborghini. Do you remember when we used to read the mail before every show?
Yes, I remember. It was old times, and we had a big mail bag. And ever since Seth left, we haven't really been strong enough to get that thing open. It was a big ordeal. It was a big, thick bag. Little Triv, do you want to tell everybody where we went these past 2 weeks? Happiest place on earth.
Well, I don't ever go anywhere because I'm on oxygen. I have a small oxygen tank and to fill up the van with all the tanks that I need to get anywhere is too much work.
And the oxygen cables get caught in the gas pedal of the vehicle.
And they tangle up in my fingers and my hair.
And you start a car accident, they get wrapped around your steering wheel to make you turn left instead of right. Right instead of left.
I choke myself. I always get choked. The cables for my oxygen tank wrap around my neck, and I get some kind of mild strangulation.
You could probably get strangled by your oxygen cord, but at the same time, Diesel, I don't think it works like that because it's oxygen. Those tubes are made out of pure oxygen, so you could wrap it around your throat as tight as you want, but you're gonna breathe, baby.
You're so beautiful. Oh, look at you. Oh, I know. You've never heard a little bad, a little off language. I know. You're so perfect. Aren't you perfect?
Yes. That's wonderful, Little Triv.
Sir Lamborghini, yeah. That was wonderful. Should we tell the listeners where we went for the last 2 weeks?
I had asked you that, but I believe that we should. Okay, tell them where we were, and I'll give you a clue. It's the place where what happens there stays there.
I'll give another clue. It's the place where it's completely safe to go to a concert.
Okay, let's just tell him. It was Las Vegas. It was Vegas, baby.
And that's where we've been the last 2 weeks doing some undercover work. It was a lot of me staying in a car. Lamborghini had to leave really, really quickly for something having to do with Sydney that we didn't talk too much about. But we went on a little road trip. We did drive. We drove with the oxygen tanks that I always have to take with me.
And we stayed in a very nice hotel.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha.
less people smoke, more people eat healthy.
Diesel, are you there?
I'm here. I'm back.
Okay, so we're sorry, folks. We had a small technical malfunction, and it's a little scary what happened here. While we were having that malfunction, we received a strange is not the word for it, scary message. And I believe, Diesel, that the message was meant for me.
You what? Should I play it on the air?
Let's play it on the air. We're going to have to figure this thing out.
Hi, my name is Carmen Winstead. I'm 17 years old. I am very similar to you. Did I mention to you that I'm dead? A few years ago, a group of girls pushed me down a sewer hole to try and embarrass me. When I didn't come back up, the police came. The girls said that I had fell and everyone believed them. The police found my body in the sewer. I had a broken neck and my face was torn off. Send this message to 15 people after you listen the whole message if you value your life. A boy called David received this message. He just laughed and deleted it. When he was in the shower, he heard laughing, my laughter. He got really scared, rushed to his phone to repost this message, but he was too late. The next morning, his mom entered his bedroom and all she found was a message written in his blood saying, "You will never have him back. No one has found his body yet. Because he is with me." A girl called Charlotte received this message and she immediately sent it to 25 people, 10 more than required. I still watch over every second of her life to make sure that she is safe and to keep her and everyone close to her out of danger. Send this to 15 people in the next 5 minutes if you don't want your fate to be the same as David's. Your time starts now. The story is true. You can research it on Google.
Oh, that does it. Shivering. Yeah. Oh, Lamb, I get it together.
Carmen Winstead was a girl who I went to elementary school with.
And what happened exactly? Because, I can't actually hear the frequency that little boy was talking from.
She... I don't know if Carmen Winstead, I think, was a girl, but I don't know. But Carmen Winstead, and I always made the girls all laugh at her. And we pushed her down the sewer hole, little Diesel. We pushed her right down the sewer hole.
Do you die if you go down the sewer hole?
Little Triv, you know I wouldn't murder on purpose.
Who?
Diesel?
Should we get to that Lamborghini?
Yeah, let's get it out of the way. I'll call you Diesel.
We'll get back to the whole Carmen. What's her name?
Winstead.
Carmen Winstead thing.
So.
But let's first go. We need to get this the elephant in the room, to be honest.
Okay, so the guy who was once Little Triv was acting really kooky on her trip to Las Vegas. Kooky. I'm talking flip. Flops,
cocky,
top down, cocky, top off, sunglasses, talking to every stranger we ran into. We stopped at some gas stations in the desert, and he was just the cock of the walk. He had poker chips in each hand, a dollar bill stuffed in his armpit. He was just ready to gamble. So
we met that old trucker.
And you know what he told me? He said, Lamigan, because we had introduced ourselves and shared a cup of coffee and pie.
Well,
he said,
well, his name was Petro.
Okay, well, sure, his name was Petro. And he's told me something funny, that his name used to be Ortep. Ortep. And so I thought that was a funny name.
Egyptian.
Well, yeah, he was a Middle Eastern Egyptian fella named Ortep. And he told me that when you get on these hot desert roads, you act like so kooky you're the opposite of yourself. So you gotta take on a new name for the new road of your life ahead of you. So he said he started going by his name backwards, Petro. And so then I started thinking, well, what's Little Triv backwards? And Diesel. So that's why we call you Diesel. So if you folks are wondering why I'm calling, that is because he was acting a little kooky on our little trip to Las Vegas.
We also think it might help separate me from my father.
Yeah, you got to cast out on your own. You can only live in your father's shadow for so long.
I'm in his shadow.
So you're your backward self, and you're Diesel. All
right, so you want to talk about something that just doesn't sit right, Lamigan? Is that what you want to talk about?
I want to talk about something that makes me feel bad.
Hi, my name is Carmen Winstead. I'm 17 years old. I am very similar to you. Did I mention to you that I'm dead? A few years ago, a group of girls pushed me down a sewer hole to try and embarrass me. When I didn't come back up, the police came. The girls said that I had fell and everyone believed them. The police found my body in the sewer. I had a broken neck and my face was torn off. Send this message to 15 people after you listen the whole message if you value your life. A boy called David received this message. He just laughed and deleted it. When he was in the shower, he heard laughing. My laughter. He got really scared, rushed to his phone to repost this message. But he was too late. The next morning, his mom entered his bedroom and all she found was a message written in his blood saying, "You will never have him back. No one has found his body yet. Because he is with me." A girl called Charlotte received this message and she immediately sent it to 25 people, 10 more than required. I still watch over every second of her life to make sure that she is safe and to keep her and everyone close to her out of danger. Send this to 15 people in the next 5 minutes if you don't want your fate to be the same as David's. Your time starts now. The story is true. You can research it on Google.
This person is a ghost holding me hostage, Diesel.
It's personally your ghost?
It is my personal haunting ghost. And little Triv, I knew I had ghosts in my house. I just didn't know they were people that I had inadvertently murdered. Because all my murders have been inadvertent.
Lamigan, I hate to interrupt, but there's kind of a little update to the story that we just got through our new audio window that our listeners can send audio to.
Oh, the audio window.
Hello, I am Charlotte, and I will also kill more people if you do not fax this message to a million people in the next 40 seconds. You can research it on Google.
That one's not as credible, little Triv.
Well, maybe we just...
You can't fax a million people. There aren't even a million... There aren't even a million fax machines in the country anymore. There are maybe 57, 58.
Is there even a million people in the world?
No, there's like maybe 2,000 just in America. 2,000 people.
So I'll play that one again because it was kind of fast.
Hello, I am Charlotte, and I will also kill more people if you do not fax this message to a million people in the next 40 seconds. You can research it on Google.
Yeah, that one's not as scary, and it's almost making me less scared of the other one.
It scares me because it seems like she's in a rush. She just wants to get it over with.
Lamigan, does this recording that we got, not the most recent one, but the main one with Carmen, does that haunt your hell?
It haunts my hell because it is my hell, and my hell is here on Earth. It haunts my hell because it is my hell, and my hell is here on Earth.
Hi, my name is Carmen Winstead.
That name just gives me the chills, little Diesel. Diesel.
So is it going to be called the Goodnight Show with Diesel? Or is it too early to...
I think it's too early to say, but I can definitely see us having to redo the intro and having to rework a few things so that it's the Goodnight Show with Diesel.
Well, there's a couple things that we're going to have to change to with my new nickname and everything. We've been getting some feedback from some people that some higher ups, some big bosses, and they want to make the show more like fun, more Jimmy Fallon, less Sean Hannity, and more Jimmy Fallon.
So more celebrities. We're gonna have to get Big John and Little John on, aren't we? Chuck and Little John.
Can we get Big John and Little John?
Big John and Little John are sort of like the holy grail of celebrity. And they're people who, Little Triv, I'm not even going to try to get on this show because they are just untouchable. I was happy to get Ben Garrison on the show last week.
I was going to say Ben Garrison. And you know what? If you didn't hear that episode live, it is lost in the ether. That episode is gone.
Really?
Yes, I don't know if I have the file.
It's probably for the best because he was a very sorry man.
He stunk. He didn't let us talk. He wasn't really fun, but he had great opinions. But going back to Jimmy Fallon, going back to the Good Night Show with Diesel, who we might, it might be a rebranding of the show. I would be Diesel, more like a Jimmy Fallon, and then Lambigan would be more like an Andy Richter.
I can do that. I'll be standing off to the side and sort of stealing the laughs every once in a while.
But I can't run a show with him again. I can host a show, but I can't do all the talking.
Your personality only goes so far, Diesel.
Can I
call you Little Diesel?
No, Lambigan, no.
Okay, well, now I'm embarrassed for asking.
Maybe my kid. You can call my kid Diesel, Little Diesel.
I don't like having to interact with your kids, Diesel.
They have problems, Lambigan. They are violent. They are cruel kids.
They need special treatment when they go to school, I heard.
Yes,
they get sent to a different room.
Yes, they have to go to ISS.
In-school suspension.
Okay, well, getting back to the Jimmy Fallon thing, they want us to do some new segments, so I thought it would be fun if we came up with some new segments for the show, and one of the ones I had was, throughout the whole show, we're going to talk, and there will be a certain word that we say, and if you email us what you think the certain word was, we'll send you a check for $80, a cashier's check for $80.
I like the sound of that idea.
So it's called Certain Word, Lambigan. And it's any word that we say during the show, and if you guess the right word, you get a cashier's check, a bounceable check of $80 cash.
Okay.
So do you want to say what the first word is, or should we just bury it in somewhere?
So is this the thing where, so I win money? So each episode I have the chance to win money, just me?
Well, if you want, we can give you the check, and then you can disperse to the winner.
But isn't the whole point to see if I win or lose each week? See if I win, if I lose?
Oh, if you think that'd be more fun,
I think it'd be more fun if I was the only one playing.
Well, that's a little more Sean Hannity, and that's what we're trying to get away from.
Yeah, but I get paid peanuts, Little Diesel. I get paid peanuts. And if I can play this game every week, oh, please, let me get those $80 each week. Please.
You know what, Lambigan? Let's just forget about the everything, and we'll just give you $80 each week.
Thank you, Little Trev.
Do you have any ideas for a segment?
Yes, I have one that I just came up with, and I'm going to try not to laugh out loud when I say it. Each week, our president gets into some crazy shenanigans. He either lets people die, he either says something off color, he either says something rude. He is just an entertainment machine, Little Diesel. So this segment is called What the Trump? What the Trump? And in each week, we have to take turns trying to out-Trump each other. And what I mean by that is, I say what I think is the number one Trump mishap of the week. And then you say what you think is the number one Trump mishap of the week. Then we have our callers call in and debate with us, or you and me just debate because we don't really get callers. And then we decide what the Trump is of the week. What do you say we play What the Trump?
Well, let's do it.
So I've got mine picked out, and it's quite hilarious. Little Triv.
It takes too much effort. You're so beautiful. Oh, look at you. Ah.
So here's what Trump did, in my opinion. Trump doesn't like the military. He does not like them at all. Two weeks ago, four U.S. soldiers were ISIS ambushed in Niger. So Niger is a country in Africa where we don't usually see troops. It's a sort of a new war for us, which I think is very cool. So there's a new war in Africa in a country called Niger, and four U.S. servicemen were destroyed by ISIS ambush.
Were they blown up or shot or...
They were obliterated, Little Triv. Erased from existence.
Slow death?
Slow death, and then you just saw a burn mark of where their bodies had lain.
So okay, it was that. Sounds like a cartoon.
Something like that. So anyway, Trump didn't say nothing about it until yesterday. And a big thing about the president is they're supposed to call the dead troops' wives and mommies and say, I'm so sorry that I made them do that. I'm their commander and I made them go die. And Trump didn't do that until yesterday. And he told a woman, oh, I wish it was recorded, but it was not because it was a private conversation. But he told this woman,
the golden lady.
The golden lady. A golden lady is a woman whose husband died in service in the U.S. military. So,
well, let me just do some quick research. The number is 216-368-2208. 216-368-2208. This is Diesel, the Good Night Show with Diesel. For tonight, we're going to try out the new name. We're trying to be more like Jimmy Fallon and less like Hannity.
Well, tell him what the name of the segment is.
And the segment is called What the Trump?
So here's what he said, and this is just cold. This is cold. He said, husband knew what he signed up for, .. But when it happens, it hurts anyway. So what he's saying is, you knew he was going to die, so what are you so sad about? I mean, I guess I'm sorry, but why are you sad? He knew he was going to die. When you sign up to be a soldier, especially in our new war in Africa, you're basically signing up to die. I mean, thank you for your service, but you're not going to live.
Well, Lamigan, you and me are living proof. Our fathers both signed up for the war, and they ended up killing each other on Vietnam Mountain.
Yes, you bring up that story often, and the details are very hazy.
It has a deep effect on my whole personality.
I know, and I can tell that it's something that really sticks with you, and it's something that I really do not care about.
Well, it's because we had such weak fathers, Lamigan.
My father was special.
He was killed.
My father was killed. So anyway, I wanted to say that was my Trump clip. And the funniest part is, as rude as he was, he said a few months ago, I guess he told somebody, this is a different dead soldier, Mom. He said, I'm going to send you $25,000.
That is just funny.
What? That's how much I make in my lifetime. And he's just going to send it to this
old man. No, it was a golden old man.
So then the White House came out yesterday and said, the check's in the mail. And we're like, oh, okay, what, the Trump?
Isn't it funny that you can just say, oh, the president said he was going to send me $1 million, and then he doesn't, so...
Wait, I'm going to do it right now. The president said he's going to send me $80, and he hasn't. And watch Diesel. Tomorrow they're going to release a statement saying that it's in the mail. Diesel, what's your what the Trump?
My what the Trump is Donald Trump being... Well, it's not as actually... It's a little more controversial, so I might skip it. Can I pass? Can I skip it?
Yes.
Because I have a different segment.
Okay, I want to hear. You know what? Let's skip it because I want to hear your segment.
Well, you should probably say a closing to end out of this segment so we can transition into the new one. So end this segment.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was What the Trump?
Okay, this new segment is called Mean. It's a Mean Robot. It's when a robot is just arguing with Lamigan, and it's a really mean robot.
Oh boy, I'm already getting riled up.
Okay, here we go. This is the new segment, Mean Robot.
This is gonna be good.
I'm Mean Robot. I am a virus. Lamigan, you have tight, dry lips and look like hell. What the hell is wrong with you? You look like damn.
He said something about my diatribes? Can I hear that? Could you repeat yourself, Mean Robot?
I'm Mean Robot. I am a virus. Lamagin, you have tight, dry lips and look like hell. What the hell
tiny
is wrong with you?
Well, there'll be a big
like
wet
damn
smooch that you won't soon forget. You've got some big words for such a dumb, mean robot telling me that I got dry, tiny lips. Listen, my name's not Lamagin, it's Lamigan, and I'm the only person in the world with this last name besides my dear comatose wife, Sydney. Oh, man, I'm getting all this spit gathered up, little Triv. I'm about to bust out and growl. Oh, this mean robot, what do you got for me next? Little glitchy little robot, I can't even respond quickly.
You can barely talk. You are a horrible rotten stinker from hell. Listen to your body. It smells like a dirty boombox.
A boombox? Oh, I hate the casual way in which you talk. I can talk. You said I can't talk, but I can. You sound like crap. You say things very fast, and then you say them very slow. You're a mean robot who should be... I want to get a big bucket of hot wax and pour it down each and every crevice of your body until you scream from the hot, hot heat. That's called torture, the mean robot. That is something robots can't do because you have no feeling. And because I am so hurtful and harmful and sadistic, I am able to feel a powerful emotion called a hate. And I can use that to torture things like you with hot wax. So next time you think that you can talk about my lips, my voice, and my body, and my stink, think.
I hate the way you argue with a robot with me. You sound like crap. I'm Mean Robot and I'm so excited that you are afraid of me. Nothing you do to me can hurt my wires because my wires are my strong. I'm hurt by the things you say, but they make me stronger, and that is the goddamn truth. You damn fool.
Mean Robot, we're gonna have to pick this up later. I'm just gonna get too worked up here. This trip.
Another segment. Another segment cut off too soon. Are we cut out to do this kind of radio show later?
No, I think the segments are just right. Because really, you're only on the air for 4 minutes at a time on Jimmy Fallon and Andy Richter. And then they send you off to commercials. So why don't we do that? A commercial.
Okay, well, this song's about Diesel, so what a perfect thing to play when I have just announced my new name is Diesel.
You can tell Little Trip doesn't know what to talk about when he just starts playing everything all at once. Okay, Little Trip, it's getting to the witching hour here, and I just want to... Diesel.
Yes, Diesel, the Good Night Show with Diesel.
So I just wanted to ask you before we get to
a little pep in my step after actually having that
a new name. I know it feels very good. So I was gonna ask you, Diesel, if you wouldn't mind if I clued you in to a little something, a little project I've been doing down in Cuba. Have you heard anything about what's been going on down there in Cuba?
I've heard nothing aside from there. It's a very sinful country.
It's somewhere I go every now and then for cigars and a big Cuban-o sandwich. But it's an illegal place, and it's somewhere where I like to stir up trouble every once in a while, and I've been going up there and stirring up trouble since I was a kid. But there have been these sonic attacks on the U.S. Embassy in Cuba. Now, I have no political motivations. I am not saying that I did this, but I am saying that I am about to pull out a device that I have used in Cuba in the past that sounds remarkably similar to the sonic attacks that had struck the U.S. ambassadors.
Well, let me have it whenever.
Well, let me pull out my device here. Does this look like anything to you?
It looks like a bucket of food.
And that's my lunch pail.
And, yeah, that's a, it looks like a flute.
Bingo. All right. Let me try this baby out. Don't be alarmed.
Okay.
Here it goes.
Can you introduce it again, ma'am, again?
Okay, so I'm going to play a little something on this device here that I may or may not have used a few months ago in a foreign country called Cuba. And it's used for sonic attacks. Well, that's the sound. That's it. Diesel? Diesel. Aw, crap. Diesel is out for the count, ladies and gentlemen. You see, what I did was called a sonic attack. And it really messes with your body. And it's just not something you should ever do. It's an untested form of warfare. Let me see if I can wake him up here. I'm going to play this sound. Come on, Diesel. Okay, folks, my attempt to revive Diesel tonight is a no-go. We're going to play some music for you that we liked from the road, and the recording is just one of the many sounds taken. Then you're going to listen to every once in a while during the song. We'll play the sonic attack, and let's see what it does. We'll see what it does to you, okay? So, Diesel, on the behalf of Diesel and the Good Night Show and Seth working hard at his labor camp in China, this is the Good Night Show with Diesel. And I'm Landon Lamb again. On a mountain road, I got a hot rod rig and I'm a flying low. My eyes are filled with diesel smoke. Hairpin curves, ain't no joke. Diesel smoke. Dangerous curve. Be short. I was out last night drinking beer with a guy. He's got an aching head and bloodshot eyes. I met up with a pretty little dame. I didn't even know her name. Diesel smoke. Danger's curve.